We are joined now by the World Championship 400 meter hurdles gold medalist Jehu Gordon of Trinidad, 47.69 seconds, a world lead, a personal best, a national record. Jehu, your thoughts on your outstanding performance in that amazing race to take the gold medal?
Man, it was mind-blowing, to be honest. My heart jumped across the finish line before my body could actually reach there. But I know at the end of the day, I kept my faith in Jehovah God. I believed in myself. I believed in my coach. He has been there giving me full support, and he has been patient over the last 3 years. And right now, for me, I must dedicate this award, this achievement to him and my mom, most importantly.
You talked about your heart reached the finish line before you did. Because it was such an incredibly tight finish between yourself and Michael Tindley for first and second, how nervous were those moments between crossing the finish line and being confirmed as the world champion? What was going through your mind during that wait?
Oh, when I fell to the ground, I was thinking, did I win? But I didn't want to raise up as yet. And as I raised up, I saw my name up on the screen, and I just couldn't believe it. All the hard work, all the patience, just being hungry at the time paid off, and I'm really happy, man.
And you say it's been some journey that you've been on, because you made the World Championship final in Berlin 2009, aged just 17. You then went on and took the World Junior title the following year. And people were saying, is the development going to come? Have you peaked too soon? How did you keep faith in the obvious talent that you possess when you weren't making senior finals after that breakthrough in Berlin 2009?
After Berlin in 2009, things went well for me at the Mountain World Junior Champs. After that, I had a surgery underneath the sole of my feet, and it really took a toll on my body. I wasn't able to train the way I wanted to, and it took me a year out of the sport. And I just kept my patience, I kept my belief in God. I believe in God 199%. The other 1% is just me believing in myself. But I just kept patient, I kept faith, and I know that it wasn't going to be easy. The hurdle event, it takes a lot of maturity. And with that maturity comes age. Kevin Young didn't do it at an early age. Edwin Moses was the reigning champion over a long period of time. And Kevin Young did it. So I just kept my belief in myself and my coach, Dr. Ian Hippolyte. Must give this award to him and this achievement, because he's been there early on a morning, late on afternoon, writing programs. I don't know how much to thank him right now.
You speak of maturity. You've achieved so much in your young career, but you're still only 21 years old. So how much maturity do you have to acquire? How close do you feel you are to fulfilling your potential?
Age don't really matter these days, to be honest. Age, size, it don't count anymore. Oh, everybody's defying all odds these days. They're defying gravity and all. But it's just for you to be humble, know what you want to achieve, and believe in yourself. Know what you're doing and give 120% support in whatever you're doing, and things are going to fulfill.
You've got this first global title as a senior. What is it that you want to achieve in the sport?
Everything in athletics that's involved with running, I want to achieve it. Commonwealth Games champion, Pan Am champion, those are titles I still haven't won, and I even want to win the Olympic Games next. So for me, I want to achieve every title that there is to achieve in athletics.
Well, listen, you've got yourself the world senior title with a sensational performance, 47.69 seconds, a personal best, a world lead for 2013, and a national record. Jehu Gordon, you're the World Championship gold medalist in the 400 meter hurdles. Very well done indeed.
Thank you very much.